The idea of setting up the African Virtual University emerged from the World Bank in Washington, D.C., where it was felt that there was a constriction of opportunities for African students and working professionals in terms of accessing education and training. So the African Virtual University was therefore started to expand access to education and training to Africans through the opportunities provided by developments in information and communication technologies.
Now, I think you've been existing now for 8 or 9 years, so quite some time. What are the main thrusts of the AVU at the moment?
The AVU has remained very focused on its mandate, specifically that one of increasing access to education and training in Africa. And this has continued evolving from initially using broadcast technology, which was very expensive, to a method of program development and delivery, which is essentially to enhance capacity among African universities and African professors to be able to design, develop, deliver, and manage their own demand-driven programs using open distance and e-learning methodologies, which we call ODEL.
Because this is quite a change for teaching staff to move from traditional didactic means of teaching where you're teaching a class face-to-face, providing lectures, to an electronic form of teaching where often there isn't so much face-to-face things. It's all done over email and internet connections.
This has presented a number of challenges. We know that every challenge has an inbuilt opportunity to demonstrate innovation. And most of the African universities have risen to the challenge because they actually feel the challenge. We know that in many African universities, thousands of students qualify secondary school to go to university. But many universities have limited their intake to the bed capacity available, laboratory capacity available, and lecture hall capacity available. So they are under pressure by their own governments to expand opportunities for education and training. And when they are under that pressure from the governments, any initiative such as the one AVU has been undertaking, such that students can be able to access these programs anywhere, anytime, without limited opportunities of coming to the university, then they have been taking up very quickly. When you bring it live to the professors, they get amazed and they start believing that it is possible to teach and teach better through e-learning opportunities and methodologies, including simulation. So the problem is there. It is not insurmountable. It is well able to be tackled.
We've really seen a lot of enthusiasm this week from the deans of the veterinary schools that have gathered here, and you've been invited to come and give your advice and expertise. How do you see the role of the AVU in helping these deans and the secretariat that's going to be formed for this consortium in developing the necessary e-learning materials for the vet schools?
Well, the AVU is already involved with the universities where these deans are coming from, only that we have been working with the different faculties, but not vet medicine. And what we see the AVU playing a role is actually two ways. Firstly is enhancing the capacity of this faculty in terms of developing materials for open distance and e-learning programs. And more importantly, we also see the AVU playing a very critical role in terms of developing what we call ODEL toolkits that can then help the professors that have been used to dealing with residential programs, lecture method, to convert their materials into e-learning mode so that they can be able to deliver those materials. The second most important role that AVU is going to play is improvement and enhancement of internet connectivity in terms of both improving the quality of the bandwidth and also reducing the cost of that bandwidth. And we are going to continue playing this role of improving the ICT infrastructure, especially connectivity in Africa, which, if not tackled, however wonderful the programs we develop, then we shall have a bottleneck in terms of delivery.